90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, welcome to Live and Local, a show featuring live songs from local musicians. The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience, is sponsoring this episode. Head for the Hills, a local bluegrass group, has joined me tonight. They will start up the live set with their song, Darkness Meets the Day.
Beneath the sea of silver, I slither like an eel. Between a scream and whisper, a whistle and a squeal. In sun and stormy weather, I wither on a wheel. A million eyes upon me are all that I can feel. Crooked circle around this ball of clay. It's always long I move, never long I stay. So cover me in color, send me on my way. Point me where I'm headed, where the darkness meets the day. Where the darkness meets the day, you'll hear me coming. Midnight till the morning, I'll be calling out your name. There's a crooked melody that I'll be humming when the picture finds a frame. My hands are made of leather. Eyes are made of stone. They've seen every switchyard this line has ever known. My hand is on the throttle, my eye is on the rail. I pray that they might catch me if ever senses fail. The road may rise to meet me, the wind may fill my sail. Tell the difference if no one will tell my tale. Where the darkness meets the day, you'll hear me coming. Midnight till the morning, I'll be calling out your name. There's a crooked melody that I'll be humming when the picture finds a frame. Sunlight finds a way, where the darkness meets the day.
Head for the Hills is in the KCSU studio. Coming up now is their song, Say Your Mind. Thanks for listening.
Say your mind, don't wait for me to go. When it's time to make it on your own, I am falling, I can't feel it in my body with my spirit. Never fear, I'll be gone. Take your time, don't waste it all alone. May you shine when darkness.
dark days get you love. If you're falling, I will feel it. When you're calling, I will hear. I'll be gone, but it won't be for long.
KCSU Fort Collins, welcome back to Live and Local. This show is lucky enough to be sponsored by The Blasting Room, a recording studio in town you can learn more about by visiting theblastingroom.com. We just heard Darkness Meets the Day and Say Your Mind by Head for the Hills, one of the biggest bluegrass bands in Fort Collins. They've been a band for 15 years, and we've got four of the members here tonight. They've also got a show this Saturday at the Aggie, so if you liked what you just heard, just text in at 970-491-5278 to win a pair of tickets to that show. It's that easy, folks. Anyways, let's just go around the room and do some intros real quick. I'll introduce Alex, because he does not have a mic. He's the drummer, and we're happy he's here. Next up is Matt on the bass. How's it going?
Hello, good.
Okay, then we have, names. Joe on the fiddle.
You got it.
Yes. And then we have Adam on vocals and guitar.
Thank you, Mia. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah,
appreciate
no problem.
It.
Thanks for coming. And the last song you played was Say Your Mind. The one before that was Darkness Meets the Day. Do you want to talk about those songs really quick, like what they were about, that kind of thing?
Sure. Darkness Meets the Day is sort of my attempt at a train song. Bluegrass, you know, there's a lot of trains in bluegrass. And I had to write a train song.
A song for a train?
Yeah.
Or a song about a train?
I don't know.
Either way.
I mean, honestly, it's from the perspective of the train.
Whoa, that's
for the
wild.
First verse. And then it changes perspective in the second verse. You can probably figure out to whom. But yeah, it is. I am personifying a
train.
Well, sort of static object, but I mean, we spend so much time. I mean, really just the darkness meeting the day idea came from me just driving in the middle of the night. I do a lot of my songwriting at the most lonesome driving shifts on tour. So
that
like
sense.
That like 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. range mm-hmm. when everyone else is fast asleep. Is when I get some good verse work done. And that's where the darkness meets the day kind of came along. And then I was looking at trains while
that's
driving
wild.
And kind of just came up with some imagery.
That's so cool that you wrote it from the perspective of a train, though. That seems like you had to get in a very unique mindset to do that.
Yeah. Now you'll hear it next time you.
Yeah, next time I listen, I'll pay attention to the lyrics.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know until.
Till right now.
A couple spins. No. Mm. I picked it up.
Okay, nice. That's cool. And then Say Your Mind, you want to talk about that one a little bit?
Sure, yeah. That one sort of started in one direction and then sort of took a turn a little bit. I had a newborn when I started writing it. She's 3 now, but maybe she was toddler phase there. But it quickly became about her and sort of like a almost from a beyond the grave perspective from the storyteller, kind of
right.
like, you know, hope you shine and, you know, on your own, mm-hmm. things of this nature, kind of an end of days vibe happening.
Yeah.
You know, this is my song. These are my songs
yeah,
in general.
Cool.
they always kind of go that way.
That's,
this is as close as it's going to get to like a heartfelt
I was gonna
song
say,
about a loved one. But,
well, the music video is very wholesome.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Have
good.
You seen it?
Yeah, I nice. Did see it. And I don't know. It was just like very well shot and it
Thank
had
you.
Like a wholesome vibe to it. But
Thank you. I'm going to let Matt talk about that. Okay. Did you see my daughter was in that?
I did see your
yeah,
daughter.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Very
cool.
cute.
Your lovely wife also. Both
Is that true?
Both very.
Oh, yes.
I'm just throwing you under the bus here. Yeah.
I remember there was
That's
like
my job.
This old man driving the car. That was like
yes.
the most memorable part of
oh,
it for
Boots.
Me for some reason. But.
Boots is a very memorable character.
Yes.
Yeah, he's very worth talking about.
Is that
yeah,
his
he
real
actually,
name?
Yes. Well,
that's
I mean, that's his name, yes.
Okay, cool.
He worked at CSU for a number of years.
Yep.
But he also like... What did Boots not do? Boots like ran pyrotechnics for live
what?
Bands. He was
That's
deeply
like the
involved,
best job ever.
Right? He was deeply involved in the whole like Haight-Ashbury, Grateful Dead kind of thing in the late 60s. He has famous parents. He was a animal handler for the Jack Parr show
what?
At one time. Literally every time I talk to him, he tells me something else
that
totally ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that time I got pinned by a elephant to the wall. Because apparently
oh my gosh,
you yank on the elephant's ears to get them to do stuff that you want
okay.
in old days of like horrible animal
yeah,
handling.
I was gonna say, that
I don't
sounds
know.
A little harsh.
It doesn't sound like something we do today, but I don't know. Either way. So that's Boots for you.
Boots
and he's
is
in the
very
music video.
How did
man.
You meet him? I feel like it's not every day you meet someone that interesting.
He is a Mishawaka
employee.
Kind of, oh. well, permanent fixture.
Canyon Dinsey.
Yeah, he lives right down the canyon from the Mish, so we met him probably 15 years ago
wow.
when we first started
That's
going
wild.
Up there.
That's crazy.
So,
and yeah, he was the whole inspiration for that music video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've known him for a long time, and I was like, man, I want to make a music video with Boots.
And then in the last, very last minute, we found the classic
yep.
Chevy car. And
Oh, dust, right, the car. It just seems to fit his personality.
And,
that
yeah,
was literally
was
the morning
yes.
of
yeah.
the
It's shoot. Hard to describe verbally, but the music video is very...
Well, it's directed and shot by our own Matt Lowen here.
Oh,
so.
Nice. Oh, you directed and shot it. That's amazing.
Yeah, I directed it, and we, my good friend and partner, Jesse Burrell, did the shooting.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Check it.
You guys just put out a new single called Omotola.
We did.
And I think that's like inspired by Nigerian music. Am I correct in that?
Yep. I mean, more or less. Absolutely.
That's an interesting thing to be inspired by if you're a bluegrass band in Fort Collins.
We think so. Yeah. I mean, we've been listening to that kind of music for a lot of years now.
Mm.
So eventually one of those melodies kind of made their way out of our heads and onto, you know, I've had that little melody in my head for a long time
mm-hmm.
and it kind of finally became a thing in the last couple months. So
I read somewhere that it was specifically inspired by Fela Kuti.
Fela Kuti.
Fela
yes.
Kuti.
Fela.
Yeah, kind of the.
Let's say it one more time slowly.
Fela Kuti.
For everyone out there. Let that sink
That's
in.
A great idea, Matt.
Go Wikipedia that.
There you go.
She's a Nigerian musician, right?
He is.
I'm a genius.
Uh-huh. It would be great if he was a woman, but he's not. But this the song title was inspired by one of the many women that resided on his big compound thing that he had in Nigeria outside of Lagos that was kind of a safe haven from the super harsh political climate in the 70s there. So, yeah, it was a pretty interesting place, but and created a lot of interesting music that we now listen to, so, yeah.
Nice. Cool. Are there any other weird influences you have? I feel like, I don't know, maybe Nigerian music isn't that weird of an influence, but...
We're just waiting for Matt to integrate his love for Brazilian music into the synthesizer.
Synthesizer. Yeah. Wow. That
there's
seems
some
so...
You guys are like...
I remember on your last album, you put trumpets and like you had a whole horn section, which is pretty unique for bluegrass.
Oh,
but
well,
a synthesizer would be the next level.
Oh, there's going to be a drum machine on the next record.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Yeah.
You just scared
That's
the people
wild.
Out of
the drummer's like, what?
Alex is like, wait, what are you talking about?
Not for the whole song.
It's true, like, though.
Like a bridge?
Yeah.
Wait.
Like the intro.
Okay. What's a drum machine for someone who doesn't know what a drum machine is?
A drum machine is like is something that plays an automatic rhythm set to a certain number of beats.
And it's electronic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it goes all the way back to like stuff that you would have in like organs, like you know, big organ, and you'd want to have it so you could. Play it all the sounds yourself, right? That was kind of like the idea behind them. So then they put rhythm boxes in them, and then eventually, like, the thing separated. The one that everybody out there would know is probably the 808, the Roland 808.
Right.
That's you've heard of,
notorious
right?
Notorious for rap.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a drum machine.
And you're going to put in your music. Is that like for sure going to happen, or is that just an idea?
No, it's happening.
No, it'll happen.
This is the first time hearing of this. But
this is the first time you've heard it, Adam. That's hilarious.
I have a sticker on my guitar case that says drum machines have no soul.
That's true.
Wow.
Should I cover it up?
And we're not claiming that they do.
You don't need a soul to rock, man.
Oh, that was a bold statement. Wow.
Well, earlier I said there's going to be a drum machine on our record. There's lots of bold statements happening.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's wild. You don't need a soul to make music, I guess. Maybe you make better music if you don't have a soul.
On our next album will just entirely be programmed trap music.
Yeah.
From YouTube.
Just become
beats.
Robots.
I'm kidding, guys.
Ooh, I'm kind of into that.
We're still going to play our instruments.
Cool.
Who would know? I mean, we're in a radio station. Nobody can see you playing that.
It's true.
They
we
could
might
all
be robots.
Be virtual right now.
We are robots.
Wow. Okay. And for that single we were just talking about, Omotola, well, first of all, we're going to play it at the end of the set. So if you want to hear that, it will be coming probably in like 20, 30 minutes. But you released that with Color Red Music, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How was it working with them? Any standout moments?
They're great. If people don't know, they are a Denver-based label that was started by our buddy Mike Tallman and Eddie Roberts, who's in a band called the New Master Sounds, which is like a British kind of funk group, basically.
Oh,
but Eddie has some roots in Colorado now, lives in Denver, and so they started this label sometime last year, the year before, and have been putting out some really awesome kind of funk and soul and electro and other stuff that's not really bluegrass oriented. So we were stoked to get the chance to kind of break that barrier a little bit and be kind of the twangy acoustic band that was first to get in there.
I feel like that's good, having different like mindsets mingle.
Yeah, and they were stoked. Mike, the producer guy, was like, you know, I gotta say, I'm like, ready for something that's not just a three-piece organ trio.
True,
you know?
Yeah.
So it was good, I think, kind of for everybody to get a little bit out of our comfort zones. But
right. And did you guys just do that one song with them? Or
so far, just the one.
So far,
yeah.
Cool.
It's the way they work, it's cool. They got like a house that has a studio in the basement, and it's really easy just to kind of come in there, get a track done, you know, then they release it, and we can come back and do another one. And yeah.
Quick. Mm-hmm. Nice. And the next song you guys are going to play is called If and When, which is an oldie but a goodie. Do you have anything to say about it before you play it?
Gosh, did y'all pick it up and put it on a compilation recently?
We did. Yes, yes.
So this will be a different version than that. But,
interesting. Fun stuff.
Yeah, that was from our last session here. But
Yeah, you guys came here last year and played the song, but it'll be a different version now.
Yeah, and that's fun. Written by our friend Benny Galloway. He's done a lot of good stuff, good writing, so...
Cool. And that'll be coming up right about now, right here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
If and when the Spirit moves me, you'll see it's come my time. Just let me go, just let me go. With secrets in the truth, see, and I hate a long goodbye. Just let me go, just let me go. And the money's gone, and the well runs dry. As if I didn't know, if and when I fly. Who's there to say, it's do or die? Tell a fool for me, if and when I fly. Go tell old dad and mother and all the folks back home. I'll miss them so, I'll miss them so. My sister and my brother, a bigger wind's a-blowing. I'll miss them so, I'll miss them so. No need to laugh, no time to cry. Joke's on me, if and when I fly. An old town like this will make you wonder why I ain't headed west, if and when I fly. If and when you need the hammer, who rises to say I'm good to go, I'm good to go. The desert sky in the midnight wind, if and when I fly. The shade is cool and the cotton's high. Tell a fool for me, if and when I fly. If all I had to give you was neither here nor there, who would know, who would know? Something special we could drink to with all I had to spare, who would know, who would know? When stuff is gone, ain't none to buy. Gonna need some help if and when I fly. But I won't look up, cause I'm way too high. And it won't look down if and when I fly.
That was If and When by Head for the Hills. Up next is I Am the Problem, only here on 90.5 KCSU, Fort Collins.
I am the problem, you are the cure. But if this is progress, how can we be sure? Take my seat at the table, take my foot out the door. my taking advantage is taking its toll. I took you for granted till you couldn't take anymore. Take anymore. Can you see through the ceiling to another man's floor? I've taken your body, I've taken your soul. I took you for granted till you couldn't take anymore. Oh, take anymore. The last time that I find you gone. Never thought I'd see the day that I would wave goodbye. Wasn't that I had to change your heart? Wasn't even that I changed my mind? I was telling you to go ahead, really hoping you would stay behind. Thinking I was trying to make it right, that would only serve to make you mine. Looking through a colored painted glass, you would never see the same as I. You would bend with every blade of grass, and I was blue as any shade of sky. Neither of us learned to take advice, though it's something that we both so adamantly claim to try. Gave away so much to break the ice, we were standing in a lake of fire. Then plates collide, causing yet another great divide. Me denying that the blame was mine, when you found someone that better suited you to lay beside. Then fate decided that as long as you were patronized and subjected to the hateful lies of Satan and his many great disguises, I would fall into your angel eyes, trying to fill an empty place inside, further proving that a changing tide wasn't something I could take in stride. Never took a lot to make us laugh, even when it took a train to cry. I would never try to take it back, I was only trying to take the time to say that I am the problem, you are the cure. If this is progress, well, I ain't so sure. Take my seat at the table, take my foot out the door. My taking advantage is taking its toll. I took you for granted, I just can't take anymore. Oh, take anymore. Take anymore, I can't take it, I can't take it no, I can't take it, I can't take it, oh, I can't take it, I can't take it no more. I am the problem, you are the cure.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. We just heard If and When and I Am the Problem by Head for the Hills. They've got a show this Saturday at the Aggie, and we do have a winner for the ticket giveaway I was talking about earlier. We don't have a name for that person yet, but they will probably be at the show because they got free tickets. But
we will need their name. But that's
yes, we
all.
Will get. I will get their name later, nice. And it'll great. Be great. But do you guys have anything else you guys want to talk about before we get on to that single I was talking about earlier?
Well, we got a Great Salmon Famine opening up on Saturday there. So there are some
another
local...
Another great local band.
Yes, indeedy, indeedly-doos.
Indeedly-doos.
Indeedly whatever I just said. So yeah, that'll be fun. Looking forward to that. And yeah.
Is it just you and the Great Salmon Famine? Or is
it
there
is just us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. That's so cool.
Yep. Yeah, we got a little Northwest tour coming up in the middle of February. And,
oh, nice.
A bunch of other kind of mountain
Northwest
stuff.
Northwest Colorado or U.S.?
Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
So kind of Seattle, Portland, all those towns. And but we're getting up to Steamboat this weekend, too. And kind
that'll
of
be fun.
Be in the mountains a bunch in these
Ooh,
next
that'll
bunch
be cold.
Weeks.
But yeah. Fun.
You know, I just realized it's Taco Tuesday. We went to school here, what was it, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
The student center is bringing back memories, so.
True. Is it Taco Tuesday? What, in LSE?
I don't know.
Oh, it's just a Tuesday, so it's Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
a real Therefore. Smart one.
That's really all I mean.
Great. Yeah, Taco. That was a good PSA for the Fort Collins community.
There you go, yeah.
Good note to end it on. Well, yeah. Thank you, anyone who's been listening to the show. If you missed any part of this performance, you can find it at kcsufm.com. But yeah, thanks for listening, and Head for the Hills' new song, Amatola, is coming up right now.
Thank you.